Shalom Boker Tov. The question was that what is time and Kiddush of time? We said that the world was created in four elements. Air, water, fire, and earth. It's the four elements. And all four, we say, we bring Kiddusha. We say Kiddush.
Shabbat Shalom.
We say Kiddush. On the water is Yain. On everything that there is, we say Kiddush. Man is made with four of them, says Kiddush. So the point, there is a point called Kiddush, Kadosh. What is this Kadosh? One thing is Kadosh. Very simple. That means the only time that the past, present, and future is one. The only time that this can be. So who are you? Where did you bring? What is time? He said, "Ha. Time is part of creation. It's part of kisui. That means part of elem, ashan. When God came to the mountain and there was ashan, ayin, shin, nun. Ayin stands for olam. That means what is olamo is makomo. So when you say olam, it's whatever space you hold is his olam. He's concealed in it. So he's olam. So any place. So he creates first a space. That's called olam. Then called shin, ashan, shin is shana. What is shana? Time. What kind of a time? Oh, he says, I can give you many times. I can give you 12 months. I can give you 365 days, 24 hours, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's time. He created it. It's part of it. And then noon as a nefesh. That means there has to be an entity to put time and space together. Okay. Now, he says, but don't forget, the time is divided into three parts. Past, present, future. And you are allowed to go with your mind, your thought, anywhere. Yeah. In the past, in the future, and the present. But because you have a heart that is empty, and we're going to discuss what is this heart, it's empty, gets empty, feels the lack, causes what? Fear. Because there is a fear, your mind doesn't stay put to present, leaves the present, gets to the future. Or gets you to past. You lose the present.
But
how are you going to do? How am I going to really make sure that I am at the right time, at the right place? You got to be at the right time, at the right place.
Yeah, but
says because you say the Kiddush on the rest of the element of the creation. But you forget to do Kiddush el Zman. You do the space. You are aware of the space, but you are not aware of the Zman. He says, okay, when can I make Kiddush Zman? Shabbat. It's not the time you can make Kiddush. It says, Zman Kedeshateinu. It says, this is Zman. This is the Kiddush of Zman. If you don't make that Kiddush of Shabbat as Halacha Shel Shabbat, you do not have that opportunity to put Haya Uveve Yeh Be'achad. Echad. You don't. No matter where, if you go to the past, you should be able to see the future. If you see to the present, you should be able to see the past and future together.
No,
that's the menucha. A space comes, we said, when there is a helem. space only comes when there is empty. That's the space. If it doesn't become empty, it's full, it's full. So space comes empty. And olam is space. Look how much is space. There's a lot of space. So as long as there is a space, there is fear. Because of the lack. Because there is no light in it. Because I don't know.
And what is the empty live?
Oh, beautiful.
And don't make me wait for Tuesday. I'm not going
to
wait.
No, here we go. Tada rabba lacha. Boker tov lacha. Lachaim.
What is empty live?
See, what do we call? How many holes the heart has? Bravo. Four. Ech kolim hole in Hebrew.
Hole.
No, the hole.
Halal.
It's a halal. It's nukva. It's a nekev. The word is nekev. It's very important. The word nekev, nukva. Lama is a space. How many you got? Four. Why? Because his name is four. Okay, no. What really? What this? For emptiness means they all get full, empty. Full, empty. Full, all four of them. But somehow when I get to my heart, it says there is a right and left. There is this, it says there is down and up. In my brain, there is only left, right and left, but it's one. But when it comes to my heart, literally, it's two upstairs, two downstairs. The two upstairs, one, two is on the left, two is on the right. Correct? Dissect the heart, that's what it is. Correct? What are those nukvot, nukva, nekev, four of them? Lea Rachel, Lea has a second, how do you say, shufcha, shel Lea, which is Zulfa. Shifcha, shel Rachel, is Bila. So there are arba nekevot. But who makes the heart run? Hem chorim. Hem nekevim. Hem they make definition. They explain what chor nekev is. The heart. The heart of emot. Why we say ima? Heart is the ima. Heart is the one that takes care, grows you up. It's your emotions. Takes care of you, your emotion. It's the heart. It's the emot. Lea, Rachel, Bila, Zulfa.
How come Bila and Zulfa?
Yes, right, Yamin. Bravo, yes, Yamin. Yes, small. Now, Rachel. ובלעה זה של למעלה, ורחל ובלעה של למטה. לאה וזולפה של למעלה, שני למעלה, אחד ימין, לאה ימין, וזולפה זה שמאל, רחל ימין, ובלעה שמאל. עכשיו, now we understand what is למעלה, מה זה למטה, מה זה ימין, מה זה שמאל. Okay.
So when you refer
now, I understood the structure. The structure, so, is four hofraot. Who makes it run? An entity, name of Yaakov. Runs the heart, cleanses the heart. When it is cleansed, is Israel. You got it? Are you happy, Baruch Hashem?
No. Because what is empty, I didn't understand. When it's cleansed, okay, your
Bravo.
Heart is in
the... Look at the heart. Look at the heart, literally. There is no sustenance. There is sustenance. There is blood. There is no blood. And there is sometimes sustenance that is dirty sustenance. There is the black and there is the red. There is the clean and there is the bad. Both of them come here. Both of them come here. She appropriately pumps it to where it has to go.
So empty physically, you mean, when it's empty?
No. Physically, not spiritually. Suddenly your mind, it gets empty. You don't have, what are you going to do? When you got empty?
So it's half the time empty.
Physically.
Thank you very much. Half the time, now you went to the time aspect?
Yes. No, that's, I want to understand the
as
concept.
Soon as you go half the time empty, half the time you get fear. What do you think you get? We got not fear of afraid I'm going to... No, no. You just became conscious. Hey, wait a minute. There is... I got to do something. Something is missing. You follow what I'm saying? That's the point. What it is in our study of Talmud de Sefirot is when the lights are not appropriately in the right vessel. Every time the light that is supposed to sustain Malchut is or, come on, what or is the or that is specifically for vessel of Malchut? Bravo. And what are the light that is specifically for Ze'ir Anpin, Ruach? Chesed. It's different. There is a libush of Chesed that defines light chasadim. There is a libush. Libush. Now you understand libush. What's the difference between libush and kli? What's the difference? If I have a libush, I have kli?
No.
Bravo. So which one is more important? But what then? Why do I need libush?
Oh, you need the libush to make the vessel. But you need the libush to make the vessel.
The libush is to reveal the vessel.
Yeah.
To reveal the vessel, not reveal the light.
No.
Reveal the vessel. The kli is made by who? By me or by Hashem? The kli is the sefirot. The klis are the sefirot. He said, I didn't make it. It comes from where? And so off. What only I do? I prepared the appropriate libush for appropriate revelation of this kli with this appropriate light in. Malchut has to have or of chokhmah. Ruach the Irampin must have the level of chasadim. But then there is two different kinds of chasadim. So all these things we see, they are vessels that is going to be created. When the lights are, that means then we go higher, neshama is in the level of bria, in the level of bina, and chaya in level of chokhmah, in the level of Atzilut or Yechida is when the whole thing is one again. So the whole problem started and we realize is when the appropriate light is not in the appropriate vessel.
I have a very quick question to ask.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's obvious that Elohim is made of El, and it's made of Yam, which is water.
Okay.
So the hay in the middle should have come, because it's a breath. It's energy of breath, hay. Should have come from Yud-Kevav-Kei.
So?
Is that true?
Yeah. It's all of them are one. Which one?
You mean the hay in the middle of the Elohim?
Yeah.
Is it the
It's not like that.
Because we are responsible for the last two.
It's not that Markaba that you are looking is not plane. You are looking at it right now in a plane dimension. It's not a plane.
Well,
it's not this. No, it is. It It's exactly what it says. That Yud Kei Vav Kei in the between is the heart. Okay. This one is the right hand, El. And this one, Elohim, is the Gevurah, is your left hand. But the totality of your head is Aleph Kei Yud Kei. Anything comes out of you from the Yesod is the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Now, you got to look at this not in a dimension of plane, but in the dimension of Adam. There is no other way to look at it. It's a very complex connection of names. El is not a straight being to Yud Kei Vav Kei, not at all. We said Elohim is acting as a masach of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's the totally masach, it conceals it.
Good morning.
It's an energy, Elohim, that totally conceals Hovaya. There is no way. He created the creation in order to conceal the Hovaya. And to reach to Hovaya is not that simply understood that what is this entity?
Elohim
represents the laws of nature. And go above the nature in order to understand the concept of Hovaya becomes, it's not that simple.
Because looking from a different point of view, if El is Chesed.
Yeah.
And El is part of Elohim.
Yeah. Yes. Where this now again? If you say water, suddenly you go to water has good and bad in it. Torah is gevurah; that means there is a din, and there is chesed, and there is rachamim. Torah, don't forget, it took the Pharaoh and all its matzalot yam. It took and buried all the klipa of Mitzrayim right at the end of this yam. Yes, of course. Yeah. Elohim by itself has Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut. These five names are absolutely a domain and control of Elohim. Elohim is Aleph, stands Keter, Chokhmah, Bina. Each letter represents that level of Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut. And that's Elohim. And puts it together in perfection, beyond imagination. First, you got to understand how awesome this Elohim is, this nature is. look at it, what he's doing. And this is only Elohim we are talking about. Adonai, who are Elohim? Yes, absolutely yes. But to go through this masach in order to see the Adonai emet, it says Moshe Nunbo. That means when he died, he reached to the level of Nun. Nun is Nun Share Bina, is the highest level of understanding, Emet. That's Emet. What it tells us? The best I can be, the best I can really be at the moment of my death. That's when I see the truth of myself, from A to Z. Bingo. It's telling us, Torah, when you're going to see this truth, it says when you die. That was the deal with Moshe. Same happened with Moshe. Moshe got it all. We are Moshe.
You said in the past that we are responsible for the last Vav Hei.
That we are working for that. As soon as you have the Vav Hei, Yud Hei is connected to you.
It's connected to you.
That's right.
So since it's made of 26, the numerical value is 26.
Yeah.
So you're responsible for the 13 of us.
Okay. That's a good way of looking at it. If numerically it makes you happy, yes, correct. We are really working to bring the Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. That's the work. That's the tikkun.
So once we give the 13, they'll give us the rest.
Oh, yeah. If you have that, you have everything. You are connected to Ein Sof. If you are connected to Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, you're connected to Ein Sof. You are Achad. Understand the nature, you got Elohim packed. And I gave you already a nice way by what you studied here. You want to see Elohim who it is? Aleph is Keter. Lamed is Chochmah. and come all the way down Zerampin veMalchut. And then you understand that the Mem, last Mem, is Malchut, is the Mem Sofi, it's Malchut. But the Yud, the Chokhmah, is with Yesod, with Zerampin. And when you put these two together, yes, you got the Yam, you got it, you got the Nun. Because Yud Mem, we said, is the head of Nachash broken into Yud Mem. That's the Yud Mem. Now you got Yam. Now you got control because you got the Nachash broken, he said. You think that's easy? You know what's going at the bottom? What can come out? You don't have no idea. That's why it's Nun Share Bina. And when you're going to get it? When you have a release from your body.
But I think the key is the
hay. The key is the hay. The hay is the Bina, that's the creation.
That's the key.
Bina, three levels. Are we okay?
Why not?
We are here? And by the way, the only time, I mean, this was a summary of what Tuesday we're talking about, Rath Hashem, but summarizing now, that you need to really make the Kiddush of time in order to bring time and space together. You bring time, and that's why there is twice Kiddush, one for the night and one for the day. So absolutely, that's when your time... That's why in the Mincha of Shabbat we have what? Et. What is et? Moment of Ratzon. Where is Ratzon? Ratzon is Yud Kei. Ratzon is Yud Kei. It's Ari Champin. It's connected to Ensof. And that's the moment you tap into an energy that to bring you, to give you the possibility of bringing time and space together. Because you have to complete the process to come to Mincha. That's why when we bring the Torah out, that's the moment of Et Ratzon. We have completed the Mincha. Is the after is Aravid. Aravid is the beginning of Yi Boker Yi Erev. Aravid already is for the next day. So Mincha is your completion. The end is your Malchut, really. Your real Malchut is Mincha. Your real Malchut... Yes, it comes to revelation and Galgalta becomes a Gilgul for the next day because it becomes Keter of next day. Whatever you came to conclusion and Malchut of today is when? The final work is Mincha. The revelation, the fruit of it, you don't get. What do you get? You make a Galgalta. You make it a seed for the next day. And you keep on going. But you come to Shabbat, now you got the final. Now this is the time to make time and space. One, right. The time and space, right. That's why Shabbat is so important. It's not a matter of religiosity. It's a matter of this creation. You want to go through Elohim? That's his creation. Elohim said, hey, keep Shabbat for my sake. That's why he said, gave three levels of terumah. He says, here it is. This is three level correction you got to do. So three times understanding multiplied by four, you got your 12 chatimot. You got to get 12 stamps. On the davar, on something that to be totally, absolutely correct, standing forever and ever, because Siruf of Havaya is 12. 12 chatimot you need in order to bring a completion, and it's forever. Boker Tov. We are here?
Yeah, let's start.
Oh, this was all this lesson. It's a, you're on a schedule, you're not
yeah.
From... Oh, the beauty is no matter where you are in the Torah, no point of Torah is separate from any other point of the Torah. That's why you see it's a lot of information we get in the class, yes, but a lot of information is such a small part of the whole patastery. It's unbelievable.
So there are three levels, Tevuna.
Tevuna, Bina, the last one is Rachel. Rachel is the Malchut, revelation of Malchut. And what we want to reveal the Shekhinah into the lower world. To reveal the Shekhinah to the lower world and keep this Shekhinah connected continuously from Ketzer to Ketzer, from one end to another end. One end is Aleph, Talet, Nun, Yud, and one level is Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. One level is Malchut, one level is Tiferet. It's between this Tzinor. There is, and who stands in between here is called Israel. Israel connects this to this, and as long as keeps these two ends connected, you are able to do, receive Shefa, sustenance, to do all the three levels, all the Chatimot. You will be able to do it. You are there to do things at the right time, at the right place. Here we go. This is it. Honestly, I mean, this is it. This is the work. But in the process of me doing all this correct, connect, keeping connection, that means 613 mitzvot. Because there are 613 dinim. 248 of it is chasadim. 365 of it is dinim. So the only way I can do the work is to do the mitzvah. The only way that I can get the time, kiddush, is Shabbat. Are you busy? There is no busier person in the world than a Jew. Every second is getting Khatima. Every second. There is a Khatima of Yud Kei Vav Kei, a combination, on top of us, out of the 12. Every second. Don't forget, in the atom there is 12 quartz, 12 months. This 12 is embedded in every part of our creation. The months, of the hours of the day, hours of the night. This is just all the time. It's in your body. You have to, in order to bring Tevin home, bread home, you got to go through Tevuna. There is a 7 klipot you have to take off, peel off before you get the final thing in order to make a bread. All the steps that you have to go in order to make a bread, that is going to bring you to a level of understanding called Bina. That's Tevuna. It's just like making it. There is no way. You got to do physical work in order to get this understand. It's not going to come until you do the work for it. So you do the work, that's Tevuna. That Tevuna brings you to a state of Bina. That means you see the past and present and the future of what you understood. Now you go and put it in a good use, that brings you to Rachel.
Why Rachel?
Rachel, because it was a marriage of love. Marriage that he worked 14 years for her. For free. For just sake of love. But in the end, he brought who to Machpelah?
Love.
It wasn't matter of anymore the physical love.
He worked for one woman, he got four.
Yeah, he said, now we are. If we understand the ima, then we understand the work of heart. And when you understand the work of heart, this is... you will love your heart, that this heart is doing its best. But who's running the heart? Yaakov, from Ekev. And this heart has to become from Yaakov, which is called, we studied here, Katnut. Every time there is Elohim, we call Katnut. Katan, it's Elohim, it's natural, like a baby is a natural. Whenever you come to Gadlut, Israel is Gadlut, is Hovaya. That's the rule of thumb. That's slowly, when you see this Merkava, you see this grandiosis, how the whole thing is connected, You read the Torah just by reading the Torah. I mean, didn't teach you or you heard it or whatever. Chachamim say you're scanning. Scan. So I go and take a book of Zohar and I scan. I don't say it's bad. Not at all. But why don't you, if you scan and you're in the business of scanning, why don't you scan the Torah? Look at the Torah. Look at the Ta'amim. Look at this, all the dagashim, look at the ta'amim, look at the nekudot, look at the tagin. Those are the keys in your head. It's your ta'amim. What's the extent of your ta'am? Your tag, what kind of a reshimo is in you? You want to see your reshimo? Do you want to remember your past? Scan Torah, it's very simple. And he says, Limut Torah, you go, you read the Torah, you look at the combination of how they wrote. That's why I say even a point is not good, it's not a kosher Torah. Why? Because your eye sees it, it scans it, keys in you, goes go, like a computer.
The more I do, the more problems.
If this is not the case, it's a lie. Chas v'shalom, but it's not. Torah is Torah. Torah does the work. You just scan Torah, I bet you. When you read it, not only on Shabbat you read it. No, you take a pasuk and you read that and you look at, pay attention to Boker Tov. Every aspect of the Torah, it cleanses you. It's very simple. It's a meh. It's very simple. It's huruf. It's keilim. The keilim are otiyot. The Kelim are Otiyot. There is four levels. The vessel is Otiyot. Then there is the Tagin. Nekudot gives sounds to it, call to it. We will learn what the call is. And Ta'amim is the sounds. Let's go to page Nun. It's not for a chance that we are in a Nun and then section Yud. Right on top. Kelomar. שמתוך שנחלקו האורות לאור פנימי ואור מקיף. We said because the vessel has a katnut and gadlut. First is katan, it cannot receive all the lights. That's what we said, nefesh goes into the vessel of? Keter. But keter light is what? Yachida. Nefesh is not yechida, it's not the right, but keeps the keter, the mind, alive. So he says, "Kelomar shemitoch shenachalku aorot leor pinimi veor makiv keniskal lemala nimtzau mishum ze bet minei shel kabbalah bekli shehem kabbalah betocho shel hakli vekabbalah michitzionuto shel hakli." So when we talk about a kli. Kli has an aspect of vessel, of aspect is that receives the light inside, and there is an aspect of the Kli that is holding the light outside. What are you talking about? Very simple. The light that is outside you, you have made a vessel for it. What's the vessel that holds the light which is outside you? It's called Ruach. Nefesh is your inside in your blood. A nefesh and the ruach, they communicate. He comes in, he goes out. So, where is the vessel of going out? It's the ruach. Now, where is the vessel to get me to top of Shamayim? Am I allowed to go to top of Shamayim? Yes. Am I allowed to go out of the world of Yetzirah? Yes. I can go to the world of Bria. There is a way, I have to say something, I have to do something. But there is a way to go from one different world. Every world you go different light. To go travel to Yetzirah, I need Ruach. To go and travel into Briah, I need Neshama. That's correct. But I start first Sof Ma'aseh, Sof Ma'aseh, B'machshava, Techila. the beginning of all any process starts from machshava, then goes through the voice. It's, we are going to learn the only thing I got in order to affect this, the start this, the process, is a voice. The highest level of thing that I can shoot an information, or let's say shoot to a goal, the highest tool that I have is, are not my hands. My hands are very important. But for to communicate above is my voice. My thought doesn't go anywhere. My thought came from above to below. I got to do something with this thought. And the purest thing comes voice. I get from above. I go to work. I do the whole thing. At the end of the day, how do I feel? That's how far my voice is going to go. That's right. It's the tefillah that I say. It's the tefillah that I say. That's the important part. It's what I say. That shows my action, that shows my thoughts, that shows my feeling, that shows the end of the day. The end of the day, you are happy, you say Shema Yisrael differently, then you are really down and broken. Two different ways you say things. And it affects. Affects. Every 72 hours, a certain completion is done. Now, let's go here. So there is the ruach and the nefesh, their activity bringing in and out, and all that. Kabbalah betocho shel hakli, v'kabbalah mechitzionoto shel hakli. V'aor hamakiv hamezachech oto mi'aviyut. This or hamakiv. What finally, what do you mean purifies it? Mezachech, what mi'aviyut? What is the aviyut? What is really aviyut? Whatever you want to indulge yourself. That was Tuesday. I prepared you honestly for this part. The part is not really running to finish the book. The part is for us to understand step by step all the pictures by the Torah. Otherwise, it's a waste of the time. It's not running to finish nothing. It's wrong to refuse, and suddenly you see, brrr, it takes you. It's the ikar, the important is for you to see the picture every step, and the picture is should not be anything other than the concept of Torah. Otherwise, I promise you, I know, I've seen it. You get lost, unbelievably. It takes you places that you shouldn't be. It's not a joke, because it allows you to have that desire to go understand more and more and more. So here, let's go back to this one. Va'or ha-makif ha-mezachech oto me'aviyud. What is aviyud? Is your what you want to indulge yourself. That's aviyud. And slowly, 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 this life, what it does to you? You become compromised to practically nothing. And you know what? Give me a piece of bread and water. I don't want. How about the steak? I don't feel like it. Look at the person that is already 90 years old, 100 years old. What he has? To indulge? Indulge in what? There is no more indulgement. That's a view. And we talked Tuesday, what is this indulgence, what can take me, either to this extreme or to this extreme. It comes, the Ratzon Lekabel. That's aviyut.
That's how people.
Wow, there's teak around here.
There's what?
Teak.
Really?
Yeah, right now. It flew on me. Indulgement?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, let's go here. It says, והאור המקיף המזכח אותו מהאביות כנזכר בדיבור הסמוך, נבחן שמתקבל דרך החיצוניות הכלי, כלומר בלי שום התלבשות בכלי. What do you mean without התלבשות בכלי? It's not really inside, it's outside, but it somehow forces you. Forces the כלי, the inside. Take me. Right, pushes. Only or makif pushes you till you cleanse out your aviyut. That's, you have to use the process to get something out of it. That's right. It's you got to be able, the more of the chitzoniyot you bring to pinimiyut and you cleanse. Because what's now chitzoniyut? What is to us chitzoniyut? What is, do you see chitzoni? Is the Erev Rav, what's chitzoni? The chitzoni is not anymore clean. The chitzoni has shedim. The chitzoni has now klipot, has bad ideas. But it's influenced with every dirty thing in the world. Now I have to clean. That's what I gotta clean. Make sure what's going to come in, there is a mezuzah at the door. Whatever comes in, better come in the right thing, not the wrong thing.
If I remember correctly, the Or Makif was the result of Or Chozer. Whatever you were not taking in, would turn into the Or Makif.
Bravo. Now, Ruach has two energy. He said, has a yamin v'smol. Don't forget. Ruach now has a different character. Ruach is six ketzavot. Ruach has both dinim in it, chasadim in it, and rachamim if you are able to bring it down. But there is din in Torah. Don't forget, Torah is only reward. Torah is AA punishment as well, to the ultimate. It's dinim, kashim, and dinim rapim, and chasadim. Torah talks about reward and punishment. Very simple. Don't do this. Do this, and if you do this, there is Orech Yamim. If you do this, it says, I give you good, I give you bad, I give you Chaim, I give you Mavet, Kach Lecha Chaim. That's Etzah. That's Etzei Shetim. What did we make the Aron with? Etzei Shetim. Shetim is Satan. Etzei is Etzah. Etzah means I give you an advice, I give you an opinion. This is Hashem's opinion. Take Chaim, not the Satan. So how can I make it out of this Chaim? He says, take the head of Satan, the one that rochev alav, Zanachash, break it, make the Yud Mem, and bring Simcha, Mashiach. That's the process. Let's go. Ve'inyan ha'itchalkut, I'm second paragraph on Yud still. Ve'inyan ha'itchalkut al ha'chitzoniyot ve'pnimiyot ha'amur bekli hu al pi ha'bechinat ha'zechut v'aviyut shebekli. The vessel, al bechinat, bravo. Okay, or Ben Vainyan itchalkut al chitzuniyot vapinimiyot. What is, why he uses the word itchalkut? There is a chelek. There is a portion. And the portions are defined. It's not one can go to the gvul of the other. There is gvul between them. That's why he says itchalkut chitzoniot pinimut ha'amur bekli. Who alpi? Now we said in every vessel, how many gvulim every vessel has? Twelve gvulim. We said 12 alachson. You remember? It's still on the board on the Tuesday. Yud bet gvulim. Yud bet chatimot. Yud bet sirifei shel shem hovaya. So there is yud bet chatimot lekli. God has get 12 stamps before kli is completed, kli emet. So here comes and he says, itchalkut chitzoniot pinimet haru bekli hu al pi havchanat hazechut va'aviyut shebekli. It all depends to the degree of how much this kli is zach and how much is av. So what's all about me as a kli, as a vessel, or producer, or revealer of the kli? Is how much I indulge, how much I don't indulge. No, that's the whole problem.
Why
who
exterior
has?
Is what I mean. I'm sorry. Only, but not in the interior.
I put. Why I get exterior? What are you saying? You're saying correctly because what I see outside, what I smell from outside, what I see from outside, what I hear from outside influences it for me more real than what's inside.
But inside can never be of you.
Of course it is. It's your sickness in your blood.
But why it says ve'inyan hitchalkut al chitzoniyut upnimiyut amur bakli?
Bravo. What's the difference of our discussion? What's the difference between our discussion? What you are talking is in most purest way before the Nachash giving the Zehuma into the Adam. I am talking that already the poison is inside. That means I brought from outside the bad inside already. Where you are, and you are correct, is that this has happened, has not happened. Right now, this is the purest, purest, purest state, and there is no Zehuma. There is nothing bad in it. Why I especially bring this? If I don't understand that there is a pure, and there is how it became impure. What causes to become impurity? Aviyut. We have aviyut. We have this desire to indulge. We have. It's natural. Otherwise, where am I going to... I only enjoy when I indulge myself in what I like. I bury myself in it. Because this is what I like. This is my priority. Yes. Now, 10 are there 10 energies. There are 10 different level of lights. Yes, we understand. That's the 10. That's the 10 sephirot. Those are the vessels. Now, those lights with the vessels, they come into entities. That's the creation to have tikkun. I am an entity that receive energy through Eser Sephirot in order to do the certain tikkun on the three levels. My moach and my body and my end. Okay? Now, we said there are four mothers, and these four mothers create in three levels. We got four letters of Hovaya, and they each have three levels. That's why it gives me 12 serufim. It's a combination. Each combination of a letter out of the four gives you one different energy.
Can you also say that the Adam is created in three sections and each section has four phases to correct?
Absolutely, that's correct too. Yes. The totality of three parts of Adam has to go through four phases.
So in simplicity, I'm you, Guru.
If you let it. Otherwise, where are you going to have a choice? How are you going to make a choice? But that's Ein Bet, and this one is Ein Vav Nun.
Yeah, but the Bet is a Bayit, the Vav
Zayin. That's fine, whatever, that's correct. Aviyut can this bring you to sin, that's correct. That's the whole point. So, let's go forward. Ki rak aviyut shebo ra'uya lekabel or pinimi. That's your answer. You can bring light, unfortunately, look at this. Only because of the aviyut you have. If you don't have aviyut, you cannot pull no light.
You don't need to.
You are zach. You don't like coffee anymore. Suddenly your body rejects coffee. And I offer you 10 million. I say this coffee is the coffee of the king of the kings. Here it is. You don't have a view for it.
So basically, if we can compare it, it's okay to make sins, like, because that way you're growing up and you...
Now, what do you mean it's okay? That means you go and you say you're marad, you do it dafka?
No.
No, what? Beshigaga?
No, but without sins, you cannot...
What do you mean? You say, I know I'm going to make a sin and I'm going to do it? Because now I have a possibility of then make a teshuvah. What process do you go? How you want to explain yourself now?
If you don't need the light when you are zach,
yeah,
so you don't need to be here basically. What do you need? I mean,
yeah, but is that true? Can you get away from the things that you want to have? Are you ready to nullify yourself 100%?
I'm talking about now zach and aveh.
Okay, zach, that means, look, I don't want any more physical thing anymore. You know, I don't want to eat either. Are you going to go do that? I don't want to eat. You know what, I don't want to do anything. I become bomb.
If you zach, you don't need to eat. If you zach in that level,
yeah.
You don't need to eat.
What are you doing now? If you don't eat, what are you going to happen to you?
No. If you zach, nothing going to happen to you.
Now, how do you become zach?
This is not in our life.
It depends. One person becomes zach without gaining anything. Can I become zach and gain something? The force of life is going to make you zach anyway. For many, many dreams that you had as a youth to make, you eventually give up. You have become zach. Some you keep. What are you doing? You keep. You are doing through process of tevuna.
But it looks like, I'm sorry.
Yes, you are indulging in it.
But it looks like if you hit the bottom, the process takes much easier shape to.
If you wake up, because one hits the bottom but doesn't wake up. I still blames the whole world, and he says the misery of the whole world is because of my father and my mother, my neighbor, my friends, and you know, I didn't get a good cut, and this is not fair, and I was black. Every excuse that I can make, I will make. You got to be honest about this. So here he says, Ki raka aviyut shebo ra'uya lekabel ha'or ha'pinimi. You gotta be when this is why when you are young you have more opportunity than anything else. You have the highest level of aviyut. Mishum sheikar kli akabala shel hanatzel hi bechinat dalet. What is bechinat dalet? Is then your ultimate of emptiness. And where do you feel really empty? Where do you feel honestly, totally, truly emptiness? In your heart. In your heart. That's absolute halal. Look at in this body, suddenly we got puff, it was full and becomes boom. Omnam gimel habichinot harishonot. However, this we said has four phases. The first three phase, that means don't blame the guy till he's 13 years old. Really, it's not a fact. He's going to only produce scenarios, characters, habits, only to prepare himself from 13 to 20 to set up the stage. And he sets his own stage where he's going to take off. At 20, he starts becoming an actor. And he acts. At age of 40, he has an opportunity to look at his own act. If he's smart. By age of 50, he should have Nun Share Bina understanding that how really he set himself up and what he did and what others at 50. You got 20 years, yud, to complete your tikkun. Voila, your life. Done.
20 years.
What do you think you got? Yud, that's it. That after you reach level of 50, now you got 20 years completed. Here it is. Your life. Omnam gimel habichunot harishonot, that means the first three parts, rishonot, ra'uyot lekabala elahen hagormot shetitgale bichinat dalet. It's going to come to age of 50. He says, hey, what about my life? That's Bechina Dale. You went through three phases. You went through being 13 years old, a teenager, a 20 years old, a hanky-pankier, all these tangos and rock and rolls and cha-chas and all the dances and all the indulgement that you want to bring yourself here to come to understand. Okay, now God, now tell me what's going on. That's Bechina Dalet. You wouldn't come to that real mature understanding to come and say, hey, what is really seriously all about? There are some dumbs that they reach to this level. Says, all this is nature, phony, forget it, leave me alone. What is this thinking about what I did? It's a loft, the jungle here, the fittest, the strong will win. This is what it is. Who's going to pay my rent? Forget about all these things. God, matter, spirituality, it is take it or leave it or lose it. Steal, do this, do that. That's Satan is taking over, working. It's very simple. There is an aspect of both Ishmael, there is an aspect of Esav. Every color, it's a Hollywood, it's MTV. Every color, every kind, every idea can take you to the depths of totally nonsense. We lose it. Nothing. Total khalal. Emptiness of any value. And that's Bechina Dalet. Because why Bechina Dalet is the highest level of aviyut should be? Why? Because the light that really makes satisfies that Bechina Dalet is or Chochma. But there is on Bechina Dalet Tzimtzum on or Chochma. So what you're missing most is what? Is Or Chochma. That's what makes you Koachma say, Mama. That's what you continuously will miss. Now how can I get a little bit nourishment? This Chochma. He says, Derech Hasadim. Derech Zerampin. Derech Shamayim. Derech Ruach. Derech Neshama. Is there any other? Yes, there is a Derech Acher as well. Acher, no Echad. Resh, not Dale. And Kotz. Derech Echad. Did. He emphasizes on a Dale. Because the other one is Che, not Chas Shalom Dale. Resh, Acher. That's what Haman is. Haman doesn't have the coats. Where did they hang Haman? on the cots. No other tree agreed to hang him. Only the cots. He says, I wanted to prove because he made a tree of cots from the cots. For who? For Mordechai. He got it. The cots got it. And so the Dalet is important. Dalet is that Haman, the Amalek, is not there anymore. There is no Acher. There is Echad. Good. We are doing good. That's the Dalet. Amen. That's right. All neurons connect through Kav. Everything connects Kav. Okay. Yes. Now, your nefesh is the hay. The Kav is the Vav. The neshama is the hay, the first hay. Now, if you connect nefesh, that means you make a teshuva, this hay, to this hay called neshama, then what you got? Yud-ke. Completed. That's right. That's your midot. Your ruach is where your tikkun is, and your tikkun in ruach has your character, your midot, your attributes. They are part of your ruach. So by you working your midot, cleansing your midot, you are really keeping the pipeline cleansed and connecting this hay to this hay in a much better fashion. That means when you make similar the lower hay to upper hay, similar, we said similarity, shivui tzura, attracts. Shivui tzura only attracts. So that means the channel, Shefa, sustenance goes through the channel only when there is Shivu Tzura. That means the lower hay becomes as the upper hay. That means you become similar to your correct cell, your tselem. God says, this is your tselem, your true tselem, but there is a little bit dirt in it. You take it to car wash. So your body here is really washing your tselem, make your tselem to be more. Let's go.
That's the kun ruach.
An neshama, an nefesh.
That's the many lives you have there.
That's right.
But I have a question. That means that ruach, doesn't it have like a predestined potential based on where, let's say, in the body of the original Adam you're part of? But this is saying that based on the Or Chozer, that through your action you create how much ruach you're going to achieve.
Now,
not based on what DNA, your DNA of your spiritual DNA dictates that you can achieve.
We said on Tuesday again, that you have to do one correction, one tikkun. It's part of the Etze Chaim, Etze Da'at Tov Vera that we ate, which is similar parallel, we said, because of the Avon of Egel HaZahav, that all the Neshamot of Israel, Me'urvavim Echad, including Moshe VaYoshua, they have to make a payment. That's a payment that we got to do from before. There is a payment of the sinim that I do in this lifetime, teshuva of this lifetime, and there is the new guy that I have to make for the future. It's three levels of tikkun I got to do, you all right? Very simple. First, I got to pay for the past. Second, the things that I do wrong this lifetime. I have to learn something out of this, and out of that, whatever the payment of the past, and whatever it is, the presence I make to create a new Adam, new Memhei, that's what we call Memhei Chadash, so can continue forward. That's three tikkun I got to do, three correction, three level of maturity I have to bring. I don't think today we didn't go through a lot of explanation and understanding and information. We got, Baruch Hashem, today a good load of headwork.
And the present time is
correct. And now, come with me. Here we are in the middle of the second paragraph. Kol kli nifchan lefi atzmo ledaret bechinot shebekli. Every vessel has these four phases within it. Asher ha'or hamekabel beikar bebechina dalet shebo. And this, the phase four, the final phase, the aspect of malchut, is the importance and revelation of the kli. If there is no malchut, if you plant a tree but you don't bring it to the fruitation, you haven't done nothing. Yes, you planted it, you got the root, you got the trunk, you got the branches, no fruit. The fruit is the purpose. You got to bring, finish the work. ועל כן נקרא פנימיות הכלי וזכרותה ששם שורה השפע. The שפע, the root of this שפע, the end up, is where this malchut is. וגימל הבחינות הגורמות רק לגילוי של בחינת דלת שבכלי. All these first three phases are the cause. The cause. So what is the cause? Who is the cause of revelation of malchut? Finality. A concept called Yesod. Yosef. That's everything. The light of Malchut never goes to Malchut. It's who's holding the light of Malchut? Yesod. So Yesod is the cause of everything. You want to go to the causes of causes? Go to Yesod. You want to see the root of everything? Go to Yesod. That's the domain. And the more you understand this concept of Yesod, Yosef, Hey Chasadim, Hey Gevurot, what's going on inside, who was Yosef, the more you understand how to tap to this concept we call Yesod, who Tzadik HaOlam, who Chaya HaOlam, is Yesod. Chaya HaOlam, where is it? Is in Yesod. Kel Shaddai, where is it? Is in Yesod. Who is says LaOlam Odai? Kel Shaddai, where is he? In Yesod. Where is the light of Malchut? In Yesod. Where is the sustenance? In Yesod. Where is the end of the pipe? The light of end of the pipe is Yesod. Who is Yesod? Is the Tzaddik.
That's why the Mashiach ben Yosef has to come before Mashiach.
Baruch Hashem. וגורמות רק לגילוי של בחינה דלת שבכלי. והן עצמם אינן. Banot Kabbalah. Dalet is not there to really lekabel. Dalet is not there. There is a Tzimtzum Aleph on it. Nechshevot kemesuvavot et habichina dalet michitzoniyota. Shalom alaykum, Aziz. Mesuvavot. They are the cause. כמסובבות את הבחינה דלת מחיצוניות. From below. So where is your phase 1, phase 2, phase 3?
Where
your phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 happens?
When does it happen?
Yeah, where is it? Didn't we say every kli? Aren't you a kli?
Yeah.
Producer of the kli? Isn't it? It's, you gotta have four bechinot. Where are your yud, kei, vav? Where is the phase 1, phase 2, phase 3? You are the hey. So yud, kei, vav is your neshama veruach. Vav is who? Is the ruach. Or where is ruach? It's your outside you. Where is your three phases? It's outside you. When you go outside, where do you go? You go to cause what you can reveal. Don't you go outside to work in order to bring food home? You go outside to bring light into the hay. I think, So I want to cleanse up the Yud Kei Vav, the first three phases. I have to cleanse my going outside. So I go outside, I look at Shin Dalet Yud. Bottom line is I have to come to you, back to you here. You are the Shin Dalet. So help me go out. I'm going out. I want you to help me to bring good thing back. And if I have a long, I have a parasite, hey, right at the door, chop it off. Or bedome leovi dofen shel hakli. He says, look at a kli, look at this cup. This cup has ovi. What is this ovi really? That's aviyut. That is aviyut. That is ovi. What's the ovi of this? What's the difference ovi thickness of this? The thickness of a glass or gold or silver? Each one has a different density, aviyut. So he says, domele ovi dofen shel kli gashmi hamachzik dalet klipot. He says, okay, you know what? Here it is, I'm going to teach you something phenomenal. You know egos? How many layers egos has? Is the green one, the brown one, the one that divides the egos into four? And that skin right on top, I tell you right now, that skin is called the noga. This is the four kilipot that Yecheskel saw. Anan Gadol, Sare, that's the Brit Mila. That's the four kilipot. And these four kilipot are everywhere. And they are what? Chitzoniut. This is when you go to Yud. To bring your Yud K Vav K into the hay yourself, you got to go through this Kilipot in order to get the Yud out, the hay out, and the Vav out correctly in order to bring it correctly to hay. I'm showing you each step by step of this. If this root you don't see from right here, how this detail is done, later on, too many colors, too many information. Okay. No, a little bit more. בדומה לאובי דופן של כלי הגשמי המחזיק דלת קליפות. יש דלת קליפות. והמסובב זו לזו. And there is a cause and effect. Action reaction between them. Continuously. וכל המקובל בכלי הוא בפנימיות שבו, דהיינו קליפת הפנימיות ואשר ג' הקליפיות שבאובי הדופן. So what is this ovi? What is this aviyut? Is holding קליפות, three קליפות, has three קליפות, and it's inside the three klipa. The last final klipa is the interior klipa that is holding the moach, the inside. Yeah, if I get this go through you, then I have an easier life. It's how important it is. Don't think it's outside, it's so beautiful. You go skiing, when you ski, where do you have to look? Down the hill or at the hill. Whoever falls down, the one that doesn't know, grabs the mountain. Don't grab the mountain, leave the mountain, look down the hill. Then you won't fall. Unbelievable paradox. Everybody falls, grabs the hill.
But this is after you fall.
Because you want to grab the hill, you're afraid. You're afraid you're going to fall, you grab the hill. If that moment, not to grab the hill, just the opposite, look down the hill. You won't fail. You fail only because you want to grab. Because you want to grab. And when you go outside, you want to grab. You want to grab best opportunity. You want to purse money. You got to pop. You want to grab. That's the trick. That's the paradox. Fools you. And because you want to grab, you lose present. You want to grab, you lose present.
Absolutely. We are saying that we have four layers outside of us. And by us going outside,
the fourth is already the aspect. It says the fourth is the aspect of this pinimi. It's that skin that is on egos, on gerdu. On, how do you say gerdu in English?
Walnut.
Walnut.
So that means that things that we would like to have, and we say, no, we are creating the Or Chozer each time, and it goes through each of these layers, four layers, until all are cleared up.
Now, if I keep on saying no, because I want... By the way, every time you say no, you create Or Chozer is Din. Because you're grabbing something. We said the only way to receive is create Or Chozer. So to everything you say no, you can't. First of all, you cannot sustain yourself. You gotta eat. You gotta do something. It doesn't let you not do anything.
For what you don't need.
But you say the correct Or Chozer. What is the correct Or Chozer? What is the correct Or Chozer? What do you got? Bravo. What do you got? What it is that you got is yours, given to you. The only thing that you got, I tell you, time. Time. That's what you got, is time. Now, if you give up your time for the correct cause, you have created Or Chozer correctly.
If you give up time,
your time.
Yeah.
For the right cause. Because you have a free will to give it to your indulgence. Amen. As soon as, remember, he says, as soon as the place becomes empty, that's Kohelet is teaching us, it's Torah teaching us. Ruach petach kol robetz chatat. That means as soon as the place comes empty, that's the only time stupidity gets in. That is, as soon as there is no chatima, there is no yudke vavke, you're not connected. Then you allow a ruach shtut, that means a stupidity, to come in.
How was the
sentence? Petach chatat, kol petach chatat robetz. Kol peticha chatat robetz. There is a possibility of chet to come in. It's inevitable. God knows, God knew that Adam is going to make, because man was full of emptiness.
So Stut, Satan comes from Stut. Satan is nothing but nonsense.
Thank you very much. Of course. Bravo.
So if you combine those letters, it's N, which is nothing.
Shabbat shalom, we shall continue.